Welcome to Talk of the Day in Sports. It's your boy E-Lock. Today I'm going to talk a little bit of basketball. I'm going to tell you guys my top 15 primetime players. And if you listen to this podcast and you want to respond to my 15 primetime players, just send me a message at anchor.fm/Eric Lockhart. All right, so I'm going to start at number 15. I got a list here, but I ain't really got it in order. Dang. But I'm going to start out with Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic should be number 15 on my primetime list. All right, then I'm going to say Devin Booker. Devin Booker, one of my favorite players. I'm surprised he ended up a little higher because I'm a little biased. Devin Booker's a pretty good player. You know, 50-point scorer in the game, probably more than once. Jason Tatum will be number 13 on my list. Jason Tatum, young, up-and-coming superstar. Probably going to be one of the best players in the league in a couple years, if he ain't already. I'm going to say Karl Anthony Towns, plays for Minnesota. Don't get to see him a lot, but I do know that he's one of the best skilled big men in the game. He can shoot the three, puts it back to the basket as well. Luka Doncic. Luka, superstar, right? He's just too young to be way up there on my list. I don't even have Trae Young on my list. But I got Luka, though, because Luka, that deal. Okay. Let's go with Russell Westbrook. I've always been a fan of Russell Westbrook. You know, his energy, the way he play, he just keep coming at you, just keep coming. Like he told Kevin Durant, I'm coming. I'm going to be here. I'm coming. And he meant it. I always liked that about him. Then I got Damian Lillard. Yeah, it's a little low for him on my list, only because his team is underachieving, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know they had injuries that played part in everybody's season. I would like to see them when it was at last year. They made it to the conference finals. So, Dame Lillard, one of the best players in the NBA. Clutch, super clutch. He got the Kobe factor. He got the Mamba mentality. Steph Curry. One of the best shooters of all time, right? I don't have him at like 3 or 4 because... You know, I never seen them play big in the big games. You get what I'm saying? Like, I always felt like him and Klay always missed a lot more shots when they needed to. Like the year they lost to the Lakers. Those guys, when they hit that 73, not the Lakers, I'm sorry, when they lost to the Cavaliers with the 73-win team, I felt like if him and Klay would have made more shots, they would have won that series. They shouldn't have lost to them. James Harden. I was flip-flopping between Curry and Harden, like in the order, but I went ahead and went with Harden at six, because you know, he's just a lethal scorer. he gonna shoot the three, he gonna get to the rack, and he gonna be at the free throw line. You know, so you know his defense is a little bit better than Curry's too, so I had to give him a slight edge over Curry. Number 5, I'm going to say Anthony Davis. And if he wasn't playing with LeBron, he'd probably be 3 on my list. You know, playing with LeBron James, he had to take a back seat a little bit, but he's still the man. Shoot the 3, back to the basket, defense. Yeah, he got it all. The glove. The glove, number 2, Kawhi. Or what they call him, the claw. That's right, they call him the claw. Kawhi Leonard, number 4 on my list. I wanted to put him up there a little bit higher, but I just couldn't put him over these guys because these guys is balling out. Even though Kawhi just won championship with Toronto, big ups to you for doing that with them. Ha 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 ha. Kawhi Leonard, you know he's gonna bring it. He's gonna play defense. He's gonna play hurt in the playoffs anyway. He's gonna shoot the 3. He's gonna get to the rack. He's gonna dunk on somebody. Gonna pin somebody's shit on the glass, and so So Kawhi number four on my list. And then this guy, that's number three on my list, just been balling out. They've been the best team in the NBA the last 2 years. They ain't got a ring to show for it, but they've been the best team. Giannis Antetokounmpo, number three on my list. Just an unstoppable force. He KD that likes to be a, he KD as a slasher. Yeah, wants to get all the way to the rim. KD gonna pull up from on you from the, you know, 3-point line, mid range. Speaking of KD, he number two on my list. KD number two, I just can't wait to see what he do with Brooklyn. It was a weak move for him to go to Golden State. I beg to differ. I think that was exactly what Golden State needed to get over the hump. Like I just said before when I was talking about Curry, and McClay didn't make those shots down the stretch. But KD did. And that's the reason why it was a perfect pickup. We all know it was a perfect pickup. Anyway, but it fits. You know what I'm saying? It was a perfect fit. Forget what everybody else saying. They should still be together and went ahead and won 10 straight, whatever they had to do. Go to 10 straight. They that good. That was that good together. It was a perfect fit. You remember they had Harrison Barnes before, same position. Harrison Barnes, you know, he got a little hops, jumper, all that. But he wasn't Kevin Durant. So you lost that piece. So you upgraded that piece with the best player, one of the best players in the world. You can't be mad at him for that. So yeah, so what, he joined the team that just knocked him out in the playoffs. I probably wouldn't have done it, but at the same time, it was a perfect fit. It fit. It was a match. It worked. I think they went to match.com and made that work. And you know, number one, LeBron. And the only reason why I'm saying it's LeBron, 17 years in, still looking like the best player on the court to me when I see him play. Point guard, point forward, whatever you call it. LeBron is the best. He makes everybody around him better. And he gets everybody to play at a higher level and he holds people accountable. And you can't ask for nothing more than that. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So like I was saying though, I would love for your feedback. I'd like to hear your top 15. All you got to do is message me on anchor.fm/Eric. It might be dash Lockhart. It might not. I ain't good with this tech savvy stuff. But anyway, so that's one of the topics I was want to talk about today. You know, I didn't have a whole lot. Just me. I don't have any guests. I do want to put a little thing out there. I'm looking to break down the NFL. So, and if you guys talk sports, can break down the NFL. I want to do it division by division, team by team. I want to pick a division winner, and we're gonna come together as all four of us and decide who made the best argument for which team to win the division. And we're gonna see if we come out with a playoff bracket, Super Bowl matchup maybe. I want to break all the way down to the Super Bowl. So if you guys are interested in doing that, message me anchor.fm/Eric Lockhart. anchor.fm/Eric E-R-I-C dash Lockhart L-O-C-K-H-A-R-T /message. You leave me a message on the podcast. I'm gonna listen to it. We're gonna talk about the NFL. I'm looking for three people to do that with me. I wanna start that July and first Monday in July. I don't know the exact date, but the first Monday in July. I'm looking to start that debate. I think that'll be fun. It'll be something for us to do. We're not gonna do it in one day. We're gonna break it down over a period of time. So if you can do it, I want you to be willing to do it however long it's gonna take. Because I want to do a division a day. So we'll start on Monday, do a division a day, break that division down that day, do the vote, and do the result the next day, and break down the next division. So we can start with NFC North. We all know that. So we can pick, you know, what team you want to break down. We can pick. I don't have to take the Lions. But anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate it. If you can, support the podcast. I would appreciate it as well. Help me really get this thing formatted right. Maybe I can even help me get a producer to help me you know, get the platforms right. I'm serious about this. It's something I always wanted to do. I'm not that good, but I plan on getting better, and I'm not afraid to look bad until I get better, if you understand what I'm saying to say. So I'm gonna keep pushing. You guys interested in starting your own podcast, don't forget about Anchor. It's free. You get a sponsor, you can make money with your podcast as well. The more sponsors, the better. Anchor.com. Get your podcast started today. Yeah, so, you know, it's been a crazy weekend. I just want to thank you guys that support the show, that listen to it. Check out my podcast. Don't forget to check out the one with JJ. I see I only had 3 views on that one. 3 plays. I know 2 of them was me. But anyway, check out that podcast. That was interesting. JJ had a lot of good insight. I like his opinion. If you don't agree with my opinion or his opinion, just leave a message. And we can talk it up. I can't wait.